4-H'ers Job Shadowing. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. This spring, the Cannon County Farm Bureau women and the Cannon County 4-H program put together a job shadowing program for nearly 20 4-H'ers in the Honor Club. This idea was spearheaded by Women's Committee Chairman Lou Nave.
We started calling individuals that we thought would be good mentors, not only in a career choice, but good individuals who would help these students. We see this as a lifelong partnership, hopefully, that these students would come back to their mentors over the next several years and say, you know, I'm heading this direction. Where do I need to go next? And what's the next step?
At first, the focus was on agricultural careers, but it had expanded into other businesses as well. And by all accounts, the program was a success. The 4-H'ers spent at least 10 hours with their mentors over a two-week period to learn what they could about their chosen career. Lynn Trail works for Parker Brothers Cattle Operation, and his job shadower was Paul Stillman.
Yeah, I think people need to realize that there's more to it than just sitting out here and watching them grow. I mean, a lot of people don't understand how much work there is.
14-year-old Tommy Griffiths shadowed row crop farmer Martin Daniel.
I think it's important to have a program like this because it's lead someone into the career they go to, and it tells someone how they're going to like that career and if they ought to look at different careers.
16-year-old Caitlin Curry took part in the job shadowing program by pursuing her interest in becoming a veterinarian.
I mean, like, if this was horrible, then I probably wouldn't have wanted to be a vet, still wouldn't want to be a vet, but it was really good, and it was everything I thought it would be, so I probably still plan on being a vet.
Besides agriculture, other careers that the 4-H'ers pursued were politics, wildlife management, performing arts, mechanics, attorney, and the medical profession. A great program for Cannon County's 4-H'ers. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.